You probably haven't had the time or inclination to look into the fine print on all those negative political ads we're being bombarded with. So, I've done it for you. Political ads often include sources, usually a newspaper story or official document, to add a sense of authenticity to their claims. Almost all of the negative ads involve money. They play into the perception that all politicians are in it to line their own pockets. And they add to the cynicism and distrust people have in not just politics, but the entire governing process. But they must be effective because we see them every election. An ad by NEA Advocacy Fund cites an Alamogordo Daily News story from 2016 as the source behind an allegation that Republican congressional candidate Yvette Harrell pushed $500,000 to an organization run by her family. When I called up the story, all it showed was that Harrell had joined with other legislators from Otero County in securing $525,000 for renovation of the Plaza building. The remainder of the story only included comments about what a wonderful thing that was. The Plaza building was acquired by the county with plans to work with the local historical society to create a museum. The Historical Society is headed by Harrell's mother. That's the link they're relying on to convert a routine capital outlay appropriation into some nefarious plot to siphon off public money. Harrell has responded with an ad featuring her mom, who calls the allegation a lie. The same ad claims that U.S. Rep. Xochel Torres-Small, Harrell's opponent, votes with Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi 95% of the time. Another ad by the National Republican Congressional Committee says it's 90% of the time, and it cites ProPublica as a source. ProPublica says Torres-Small has voted against her party 6.3% of the time, making her the 137th most reliable member of the caucus. The same NRCC ad tells us Torres-Small supports the Green New Deal, even though she doesn't. Their proof is the fact that she's collected $175,000 from various environmental groups like the Sierra Club. According to campaign finance reports, Torres-Small has raised more than $4.5 million. It's not surprising that some of that would come from environmentalists. Torres-Small and Harrell offer very different visions for our state and nation. There are plenty of distinctions for voters to consider without having to make either candidate into something she is not. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.